You know, I got to tell you, traveling America for the last several weeks and seeing some of these fabulous entrepreneurs and small business people out here, I don't know why you would believe all the negative news. Their business is good. Yeah, I know the overall thing. I know there's problems, and I'm not Pollyanna about this, but you know what you watch on the news makes you think the world's coming to an end. And so we've decided that we're going to highlight some of the stories of the people that I run into and that I know and that I meet across America that are winning. Today, I'm going to tell you about Executive Recruiting Consultants in Del Rapids, South Dakota. For the company's CEO, Craig Libus, times could have been scary. You know, when he turns on the news, he's like all the rest of us, he hears the stories about the skyrocketing unemployment rate. This is a guy whose business specializes in recruiting and placing professionals with companies. Not a good position to be in right now, you know? Well, for this guy, for this entree leader, it's turned out to be the best position to be in. In an industry where a whole lot of firms have gone under, executive recruiting consultants have thrived. Craig says one of the major reasons for his company's success is great communication. He makes over-communicating a priority, just like we do at our team, with our team. Weekly meetings let team members know what's going on and why. Whether the news is good or bad, he tells them the truth. Plus, the staff's encouraged to actually talk to their leaders about what's going on, and weekly reports list each person's highs and lows and allow Craig to get regular feedback from his team. He reads each one and he reacts to each one. There are attaboys for good news, and when there's a problem, it's addressed. By oversharing, over-communicating, Craig has shown his team members that they are a valuable part of this venture. They know what is being accomplished and why it matters. That, in turn, makes them feel passionate about their jobs, and it's caused their firm to thrive in a down economy. Now that's entree leadership.